Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know, here's the number one rule before you go to any kind of entertainment venue, theater or otherwise. Check with the theaters first for their COVID protocols. Almost everybody is asking you to be masked up and now requiring vaccinations before you get into any kind of venue, period. So do yourself a favor and check on that before you go out. And be careful, obviously, when you're outside. Keep your distance from people, wear your masks, etc. I wanted to welcome into the program Diana Martinez, who is the director of the Mackinac Arts Center. Diana, very nice to have you on the show with us today. Thank you very much for joining us. And I just wanted to express our condolences on the recent loss of your mom before we start things off here today.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you so much for acknowledging her. That was very sweet. Yeah. I know that you've gone through this recently as well. And yeah. It's hard. It's just hard.
I know. I know what you're going through. And all I can think is that I know you for a very, very long time. So I can only imagine how great your mom must have been to turn
she
out.
She's pretty awesome. You know, she did wigs for shows for 13 years. Up until she was like 70 years old, she was doing the wigs.
It is really, that's fantastic. Well, I know that you can judge how a mom is by how their kids turned out, and you're a pretty great kid. So, kudos to your mom for doing a fantastic job. And I'm sorry you're going through a difficult time right now.
Thank you.
Talk to me a little bit about how things are going at the Mackinac Arts Center. This is a tough time to be in the live entertainment business.
You know, it really is, and we've been pretty blessed that we came up with some crazy ways to keep going. We recorded our orchestra outside last year, and we kept moving, and we did a lot of virtual things to kind of keep artists going as well. And now we're ready. We're ready to go back in person, and we have all our protocols in place, and we've been back. But I think 2022 is going to be the year that we're completely back in action. And as you mentioned, we changed our protocols to align with all the other theaters, and are requiring a vaccination card or proof of a negative test. And the artists are all vaccinated, the staff is all vaccinated, and everybody's excited to return.
Yeah, it's as safe as it can possibly be, you know, mm-hmm. when we go to these places. And I have found when I've gone to theaters that are requiring vaccination, they want to look at your vax card. It's not a big deal to show the vax card at all. I mean, it's like
getting carded for a drink. You know, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, and it's been so long since I've been carded for a drink that, you know, I welcome somebody somebody checking my IDs right now. What do you have coming up? What are some of the shows that you're getting ready to roll out?
One, we kick off with The Greatest Love of All, and that is with Belinda Davids, and she does a Whitney Houston show, and it's an hour or 2 hours of joy and nostalgia, and the show isn't just her and a band, it's backup singers and video boards and all the effects, and she's from London, and she looks like her, she sounds like her, it's a full blown production, and I'm really excited about that. And I think right now they've been surveying audiences saying, what do you want to see? And people said, we want something joyful.
Yeah.
We want something happy. We want something funny. I think people are ready to break free of all we've been through in the last couple of years.
Yeah, at least.
So this will be a fun, nostalgic night.
Yeah, leave your worries at the door at least for an hour or so. Mm-hmm. And you know, and all these songs, you know, who doesn't know every Whitney Houston song? So
exactly,
you know, it's going to be a very nostalgic night. And did you tell me the date on that? And I missed it.
That's February 4th.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, I'm going to tell you how you can get tickets to all this in a minute, by the way. But go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you what's next.
PF show coming on the 11th with Natalie Lermite. And that is a show about the famous Edith Piaf, but it's like a concert story version of her life with film clips and music and a live band on stage, and she's phenomenal, and it's a beautiful show of all the you might not think everybody might not think they know Edith Piaf songs, but when you hear them, you will know them. And it's all French ballads, and she had this very torrid life, from rags to riches on the streets of Paris as a singer, and had a torrid love affair, and how she kind of went from rags to riches.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you don't think you know Edith Piaf, there was that great motion picture that was out several years ago. Lady Gaga did a version of La Vie en Rose. In A Star Is Born. I mean, that's the definitive version of that song.
It is, isn't it? It's such a beautiful song.
And I love that this show is Valentine's weekend, Friday, February 11th. Could there be a more romantic show to go than Piaf the show?
And we have chocolates for everyone who attends that night, so you leave with a little heart chocolate from Fannie Mae.
Okay, very good. Come
helps
for the music. Come for the music, stay for the chocolates. Very
That's
nice.
That's right. And Second City is coming also that weekend. So if you want a fun date and a fun girls' night out or date night out, it's a great Valentine's weekend show. They'll be doing two shows on February 12th. So we've got you all set for Valentine's, whether you want a serious night and romance or you want a fun night.
Yeah, exactly. I was talking at the beginning of the show today about this new movie, West Side Story.
It's so awesome.
It's so awesome, and it's killing me that nobody is going to see this movie.
I don't understand this. I really don't, because, Steven Spielberg, the cast, the voices, the music, and I wonder if it's... I don't understand.
I think people, this is obviously not the case for every single person, but for a lot of, let me put it this way. The movies that are doing best at the box office for movies right now have been Spider-Man, Venom, and this weekend the movie Scream, the slasher movie, is going to be the number one movie for this weekend. Kids movies. These are movies for 12 to 18-year-olds, basically. Although, I got to say, I enjoyed all two of those three movies. I really enjoyed. I hated Venom,
what I think is interesting is everyone I know in the business, be it film or stage or music, who has seen it, raves about it.
Yeah.
So artists love this show, the critics love this show, and the public, I don't know if they just don't realize how great it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they're hearing that, but I think people who would be a potential audience for that movie are still a little hesitant to go to a theater. I think that's
Could
what
be.
It must come to. So
Could be.
I'm telling people,
fair.
Go to an early showing. Go when it's not crowded.
Right.
But don't miss this movie. The reason I bring it up with you is because you have a version of West Side Story coming to the Mac, right?
We do. We are going to do a concert version with a 75-piece orchestra by the New Philharmonic Orchestra.
Holy smokes.
It's going to be gorgeous. And then eight singers, and it'll be phenomenal. And it's conducted by Kirk Muspratt, our conductor, and the orchestra is just solid. And, if you know the music, when you hear it live with a huge orchestra like that, it's really powerful.
Oh, I'm getting goosebumps already just thinking about a 75-piece orchestra doing that music.
You come out, and we'll get you your own row so you feel safe, and it'll be fun.
The way Leonard Bernstein intended for this music to be performed.
Absolutely.
They have the Bodines coming. They have the great singer Heather Headley. They have the American Ballet Theater. What's the website if people want to get more info on your shows that are coming up?
www.atthemac.org.
Okay,
or they can call 630-942-4000.
Okay, so there's an easy way.
And Dean, I just want to thank you for all your support to all the live theaters over the years. You have been our cheerleader and my cheerleader for so many years, and if we didn't have people like you, we wouldn't have live theater. And in times like this, you've really helped carry us through all this. So I want to thank you.
It's very nice of you. You guys give us great shows for us to talk about. So it's, you know, it's a mutual. In addition to purchasing individual tickets, you have like a season pass, don't you? For everything that's at the Met.
Yeah, you can pick any three shows you'd like, and you get a discount. And then if you pick five, you get a larger discount. And if you pick seven, you get an even larger discount. So the more you buy, the more you save. And it's very easy to subscribe. And because of COVID and everything going on, it's really easy to switch. If you can't come, we'll switch you to a different show, your choice.
All right, very good. At themac.com, Diana Martinez, the director of the Mackinac Arts Center. You take care, my dear, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much.